In this bulletin, thousands of frontline workers vaccinated against COVID-19 across Australia. More women make sexual assault allegations against a former Liberal staff member. And in sport, Manchester City extends their winning streak in the English Premier League. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says today is a day of hope as the first phase of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout begins across the country. Speaking from a Pfizer vaccination hub at a Canberra hospital, Mr. Hunt said Australia has embarked on the next stage of the fight to combat the virus.
Today, scenes such as this, which is occurring here in Canberra, are occurring in every state and territory. Maddie and Nicoletta, two nurses, one of whom was receiving the vaccine as a frontline worker, one of whom was giving the vaccine as a frontline worker, are Australian heroes.
And the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine have been administered in states and territories across Australia. State governments are responsible for inoculating medical and frontline workers, while the federal government is overseeing the vaccination of aged and disability care residents. Environment Services Minister Garathi Srinivasan says she was honoured to be the first person to receive the jab in New South Wales.
Vaccination, it means a lot. It's a big game changer for everyone. So we all can go back to a new normal life. So really, really looking forward to it.
In South Australia, Western Australia and the ACT, as well as Queensland, nurses were the first people to get the shot. Police officers working in hotel quarantine and airport staff were also among those vaccinated today. An Aboriginal health service in the ACT has raised concerns about the length of time between COVID vaccinations. Aboriginal staff and clients to the service will receive the AstraZeneca vaccine, requiring a 3-month wait for the follow-up jab. Julie Tong, who is the health service's CEO, told NITV News that this wait could be an issue for some of the centre's clients.
3 months is a long period of time, especially for vulnerable clients. Our clients are quite mobile, and also, you know, people that are coming in and out of the prison system and how we manage that.
Australian health authorities say evidence shows a 3-month wait offers the maximum protection against the virus. A fourth woman has reportedly made allegations of inappropriate touching against a former Liberal staffer who was at the centre of rape allegations. It comes after a third woman made sexual assault allegations against a former Liberal staff member. She's reporting she was attacked after a night out drinking with the alleged perpetrator while she was a coalition volunteer for the 2016 election campaign. Former staffer Brittany Higgins is preparing to make a statement to the Federal Police about her alleged rape, while a second woman after her has also come forward. Prime Minister Scott Morrison maintains his office was unaware of the rape allegations and has announced 4 separate reviews into the workplace culture at Parliament House. In Parliament today, Labor Senator Penny Wong accused Mr. Morrison of contributing to a cover-up.
We know that at best Mr. Morrison runs a government where the culture is don't ask, don't tell when it comes to serious criminal allegations. And at worst, Mr. Morrison himself is part of the cover-up. But of course, there are human consequences to all of this.
To sport, and Manchester City has extended its lead to 10 points at the top of the English Premier League. Striker Raheem Sterling headed City into the lead early in their match against Arsenal, finishing 1-0. The victory extends City's record winning streak to 18 games in all the competitions. Let's have a look at tomorrow's weather now. Another hot and sunny day in Perth, a top of 38. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 22. Much the same in Melbourne, 19. Partly cloudy also in Hobart, where it's going to be 18. Possible morning shower in the capital, 19 for Canberra. In Wollongong, wind easing, a cloudy 20 degrees. 23 in Sydney. Also cloudy in Newcastle, a shower or two, 22. In Brisbane, possible shower or storm, 31, mostly sunny, 34 in Cairns, and showers with a storm likely, 30 degrees for Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom.